And welcome to the retirement planning segments of your weekend financial safari. My name is Thomas Lipscomb, and joining us from the Chicago area is our local trusted coach and friend, John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. Now, as you've been listening, we are the financial safari because it is a financial jungle out there. And as we all know, you don't need to go into the jungle without a guide. And that's why we're proud to have John here each and every weekend sharing his time, his knowledge, and his expertise about preparing for a secure retirement right here on the program. So, folks, if you do not have a retirement plan, or if you're not sure if your current plan is maximizing your assets in the best way possible, set up a time to speak with John Kelly today. Their number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, John, welcome to the show. It's good to have you on again. How have you been?
Not too bad, brother. How are things with you?
Going well. We have had a number of email questions come in throughout the week, and I thought we could take a minute now just to sit down and answer some questions from radio listeners.
Perfect.
So the first one I have is coming out of Tinley Park. Benjamin writes in, and he says, John, I read an article in a financial magazine recently that says we should plan on spending less as we age because that's what the elderly people tend to do. Now, should we create a retirement budget that gets smaller as we get older? That's interesting. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Well, Benjamin, I'd love to know who wrote that article, because I strongly tend to disagree, and most of my clients do as well. It all depends, I suppose. Everybody's situation is different. But generally speaking, when you go into retirement, a lot of our clients, especially here, that they plan on doing things that they were never able to do while they were in their working years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might finally have the kids out of the house right now. You're hopefully done paying off all them college loans if you co-sign for them. You know, you might have your own house paid off, hopefully. You might plan on doing some traveling, going to visit the kids that might be living in other parts of the country today, looking at the grandkids, you know, spending some time together, doing some trips that you normally would have never done.
That's right.
I mean, I have tons of clients that that's what their goals are, is to finally do some traveling when they get into retirement.
Yeah.
So for a lot of my clients, their budget doesn't get smaller. Actually, now they start spending more. Also, keep in mind, too, generally speaking, as we get older in life, you know, usually the last 20 years, and I usually try to have my clients plan for like a 25 to 30 year retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the first 10 to 15 years, they're pretty busy. You know, they're still healthy, they're still active, you know, they're still doing things, so they're going on the trips,
yeah,
they're doing things they want to. But then as we get in that second half, then this thing calls like the old car breaking down.
Right.
Health issues come into play. Long-term care, you know, you might have to have somebody come in the house to help you or your spouse around the house. Unfortunately, some clients might end up in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think planning on reducing anybody's budget is generally a smart thing to do. I'd rather see you have a higher budget and not use it than to need it and not have it.
That's right.
So it's just, you know, just looks at how you, I mean, I don't know who wrote that article or where you've seen it, but I mean, everybody's situation is different, I suppose. It just depends on what, Benjamin, what you and your family, your wife, your plans are for your own retirement. I know when I retire, I don't want to sit at home looking at the TV all day.
No, it's
so
true.
I want to get out there, do some golf, and that ain't cheap, as we know, and like go mm-hmm. visit my kids. Again, everybody's situation is different. So, Benjamin, what I would suggest is, hey, sit down. Let's take a look at your overall picture, see what you're planning on doing, see what your spouse has in mind. Because generally speaking, they're usually the ones that make the decisions anyway, Benjamin.
It's so true. It's so true. And folks out there listening, it's advice like this that shows you how important it is to meet with an advisor who understands the financial world, but is also prepared to sit down with you and discuss your goals. Now, here at the Financial Safari, we do feel you owe it to yourself to call John Kelly today, as he's offering a no-cost initial consultation just to help you get on the right track to and through retirement. Or if you already have a retirement plan in place, you can still sit down with John and he can verify for you that you are on the right path based on your risk preferences, your budget, as well as we've been discussing with this question, your goals. They matter so much. So call now and take advantage of this no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. The number is 800-477-1135. One more time, that's 800-477-1135. All right, John, I have one more email here. This is coming out of Downers Grove. Deborah writes in, and she says, John, my husband spends a lot of time playing with options in the stock market, and it makes me feel incredibly nervous. Maybe it's just because I don't really understand how it all works, but part of me thinks that it's my woman's intuition telling me that this is a bad idea, and I wasn't sure if you could give any insight on this. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Well, Deborah, I mean, that's a tricky situation. It depends on what your overall financial picture looks like. Generally speaking, we tell clients is whatever you want to risk, and for most of our clients, that's where we start off. As a group of retired people generally, which is primarily a lot of our client base, is how much of your money can you afford to lose? How much of your retirement assets can you actually, hey, if I lost 25, 30% of that? it wouldn't affect you. You wouldn't have to sell the house. You wouldn't have to downgrade. Mm-hmm. What is your safe number, basically? And believe it or not, for most of our clients, the answer is zero. They do not want to lose any of that money. Mm-hmm. But again, if it makes your husband happy and he likes doing that stuff, it's like if I go to Vegas, if I bring, say, $2,000 with me, if I lose it, I ain't going to have to come home and sell the house, pull the kids out of school, you know, blow up the college fund.
That's right.
Everybody's numbers are different. So I would be very cautious with how much they're playing around with. And again, that's a situation to sit down with your advisor, take a look at what you're currently doing, and always earmark your safe money. Mm-hmm. That is money that you never touch, you never risk. That is just going to be there, Deborah, for you and your husband and for basically supporting your lifestyle for the rest of your life.
That's right, Deborah. It sounds like both you and your husband could potentially get what you're wanting, that safety and security in a retirement plan. And possibly upon actually looking at your retirement plan, you can set aside some money for your husband to play with that still will leave you secure knowing that you have that firm foundation. Now, the number to reach John Kelly, if you would like to reach out, he serves the Chicago area. His number is 800-477-1135. As he was saying, everybody's details are different, but you need that expert who's watching out for you. So remember, a successful retirement plan isn't only crucial, but it's crucial to get started on right away. So give John a call so he can help you retire successfully. That number one more time is 800-477-1135. So John, the next email we have in here is coming from Alsip, and Scott writes in. He says, I'm retiring in 5 years and I'm considering stopping contributions to my 401k and instead using that money to fund a Roth IRA for both myself and my wife. Right now we have about $600,000 in my 401k, but we have less than $75,000 in our Roth accounts. Have you recommended a similar strategy to people before? What are your thoughts there, John, for Scott?
Well, Scott, we actually do a lot of what we call IRA reboots. There's basically different types of income when you come into retirement. Mm-hmm. You know, you have your taxable income that you have sitting basically in your bank account, savings account. Then you have your tax-free income, which is your Roth accounts. And then you have your 100% taxable, which is your IRAs, your 401ks, that we our pension plans that we roll over. So what we do for a lot of our clients, Scott, is we take advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code, where we take that money over 3 to 5 years. And it's like a Roth conversion, but the client doesn't pay the money and the taxes out of their pocket. We do it through policy loans for the client. And what we do is we cut their tax rate in half.
Wow.
Because they're still getting interest on the money they sent off to Washington to pay their taxes. And what we've done now is we've created a huge tax-free death benefit for the client. Mm-hmm. We've cut their taxes, like I said, in half. And when they start pulling their money out in retirement, their money comes out tax-free. So they get tax-free income during their lifetime. They get a tax-free death benefit for their kids, because all an IRA is, or a 401k is an IOU to the government. Somebody's going to pay taxes on it. You, your family, your spouse, your kids. So, yeah, you might have $600,000 there today, but about $430,000 of it is actually yours. The rest goes to Uncle Sam for taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get that done over the next 4 to 5 years, get rid of the required minimum distribution that you're going to have to start doing at 70 and a half. Now you don't have to take any money out of here in the future. You get a huge accumulation. Your principal grows 100% safe with safety. There's no risk to your principal. And like I said, the money grows tax deferred. When you pull it out, it's tax free. And when you pass away, it goes to your beneficiaries tax free. So that's a strategy we use quite a bit in here, Scott, for a lot of our clients. Whether it's right for you and your family is something we'd have to sit down and look over. Because again, it's not for everybody. But there are definitely options out there if you know where to look.
That's right. So folks, if you are in the Chicago area and are looking for that great resource for retirement and financial planning so that you can relax and know that you have a secure and stable plan, pick up the phone and give John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services a call. Their number is 800-477-1135. They will help you assess your plan and your outlook for retirement to make sure that you're on a secure path. And for anyone who calls in, you're going to receive that comprehensive financial review for free. This is upwards of a $499, folks. You are going to receive that comprehensive financial review for free. It'll show you not only where you are now, but most importantly, it's going to show you a roadmap to get you where you need to be. Now, as you can tell, we love to talk with John because we can tell he's passionate about the belief that you deserve independence and security in retirement. And here at the Financial Safari, that is our belief too. And that's why we turn to him in the Chicago area each and every week for his input on financial and retirement planning. And as I was saying, they do offer all radio listeners a no obligation, absolutely free consultation. This will help you determine how prepared your investments are to handle some of the retirement pitfalls we've been talking about, as many as some that we'll talk about in our upcoming segment that include inflation, Social Security, healthcare emergencies, stock market volatility, risk, and taxation, just to name a few. And most importantly, folks, John is going to show you how to produce that lifetime retirement income plan. So pick up the phone right now. Give John Kelly a call at 800-477-1135. One more time, that number is 800-477-1135. All right, well, we have got to take a short break, but we are going to continue the conversation with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere, because there's more Financial Safari on the way.